Good evening. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC Newsminer Update. A Fairbanks woman was killed in a vehicle accident in the Goldstream Valley yesterday. Alaska State Troopers report that 26-year-old Darla Thompson was driving a pickup that went off Murphy Dome Road after 8 a.m. Tuesday. Troopers say the truck rolled several times and came to rest on its roof, trapping Thompson inside. They say Thompson was pronounced dead by responding emergency medical personnel. Speed is suspected to have been a factor in the crash. The state medical examiner has requested an autopsy. Thompson's next of kin have been notified. The Interior Gas Utility Board of Directors has authorized the utility's general manager to execute contracts to complete construction of a 5 million gallon LNG storage tank in South Fairbanks. The IGU board limited General Manager Dan Britton's written request to exercise that authority regardless of cost. Board member Bill Butler said that would be irresponsible.
This is just an open-ended, any contract or amendment, regardless of the cost. There's actually no way I can support language in that.
The board considered Britton's request after a sometimes heated discussion about more than $10 million in tank project cost overruns. The price tag is now over $52 million. Britton says overruns aren't unusual for such a big project.
Some unforeseen items can come up and differences between what was budgeted and what the actual costs are coming in at do happen on occasion.
Britton says IGU officials first became aware that the tank would exceed an initial estimate when it authorized a $47 million contract to build it last December.
We were using preliminary numbers that were developed as part of the projects to put forward a forecast of what we thought the capital items would cost. And then when the project was advanced further, more refined numbers were presented.
Britton cited six specific reasons for the additional $4 million overrun he informed the board of last week. They include refrigeration of underlying soil, excavation of thawed soil on the southern end of the project, higher equipment and material costs, especially for steel, and a requirement that IGU pay contractor workers the same as union members. Opponents and supporters of a ballot initiative aimed at protecting salmon habitat packed a hearing room in Anchorage yesterday. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that 60 people signed up to provide testimony to a standing room only crowd. Alaskans working for mining, oil, and other resource development companies turned out in force, and much of the testimony was against the initiative. The president of Interior Alaska Regional Native Corporation Doyon, Aaron Schutt, said he was concerned about the measure's economic impact.
This not only threatens our jobs and our economy, it threatens our rights as property owners and our ability to maintain or develop public infrastructure.
Stephanie Quinn Davidson, one of the measure's sponsors and head of the Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commission, was there to speak in support of the initiative. She argued that Alaska needs to protect its salmon runs from impacts seen in the lower 48.
We have the opportunity to finally get it right here in Alaska. My hope for our future is that we can learn from the past and choose a different path forward.
The state is required to hold a series of public hearings on the initiative before it appears on the November ballot. The next one is scheduled for Friday in Sitka. University of Alaska Fairbanks Chancellor Dan White celebrated the start of the new school year yesterday with the annual convocation address. White, in his second year as chancellor, began by acknowledging the Native people of Interior Alaska.
Shoshri Dan White, Oji, UAF Chancellor Ikhli. I welcome you. It's an honor, really, to welcome you in Gwich'in.
White also pointed to a more general culture he says should underlie the university community.
A culture of respect, diversity, inclusion, and caring. And that's on all of us.
White recognized numerous UAF faculty, staff, and students for their accomplishments and highlighted programs from Indigenous Studies to Arctic Research.
UAF is the number one university in the world in Arctic research. We lead the world.
White says UAF, like the entire UA statewide system, has suffered years of budget cuts, which have taken a toll on programs and people.
There are rough numbers, 750 fewer people at the university, fewer faculty and staff at the university.
Looking to the future, White listed goals including growing enrollment and completion rates. He says one of UAF's biggest challenges is marketing the remote institution.
Most big universities are in classes of thousands of students, but not here at UAF. And many people come to campus and they say, I had no idea. I had no idea that all this existed here.
Pointing again to Arctic research, White says UAF can offer students the ability to work with professors who are leading in their fields. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGroarty.